You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Those of you who don't know, every lunch hour we have the Grow Model. And today is no different. And the pastor is already standing by, trustworthy as ever. And this week we've been focusing on being rooted in God's Word, focused on mission. Today, specifically, we're talking about being in mission by staying focused on the mission. Now, in a busy world, staying focused on God's mission requires intentionality. Staying rooted in His Word helps believers keep their eyes on eternal purposes rather than temporary directions and distractions. And that's why we have Pastor Mungat joining us once again. Good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Brother Alfonso, and our listeners. Good afternoon.
What strategies help maintain focus on God's mission, particularly amidst our daily business?
Thank you. In the first place, we have to look at mission as a battlefield. We are at war. There is a great controversy.
Right.
And we are on a mission because there's no mission in a vacuum. So we are looking at mission like a battlefield. And when people are at the battle, they devise strategies on how to win this battle. We have got the soldiers that are fighting on the air. Some are fighting on the ground. So just like us also as a church, we have got strategies. We are preaching on the air like Adventist World Radio, responding to the people's needs. We have got the hospitals. We have got Hope Channels. We have got all these that are strategies to maintain focus on God's mission. And this is what God's mission is, to tell others the good news that in a hopeless society, in a society that says all has been lost, where people are dying with depression and stress and everything, we have got something to present before the people. And how do we stay focused on that? By coming up with strategies. We have got people now. I remember when I was a literature evangelist, when I was serving literature evangelist, there are certain days when I would be discouraged. I say, I'm not going in the field today. But I would say, no. There could be one person whom I can go and encourage out there. So we have got one person who has got a book. He is reaching out to people. We have got one person who is preaching somewhere. He's reaching out to people. We have got someone who is doing counseling there. They are reaching out to people. And we are all achieving one objective. That is to present this mission. So these are some of the strategies that help focus on mission. That this mission of go ye therefore,
is
a multidimensional. We don't do it in one way, but we have got this strategy and that strategy,
right,
like now governed by the I will go. So the broadcasters, they are saying, I will go. The
right.
preachers are saying, I will go. The literature evangelists are saying, I will go.
Yeah.
The teachers in our schools are saying, I will go.
So how can Scripture serve as a reminder, Pastor, a reminder of the mission's importance?
The Scripture, the Bible is the root system. We derive our mission from the Bible. You close the Bible, then we have to close Adventist World Radio, close Hope Channel, all our schools, everything. So this is our root system. Where we get our mandate, where we get our authority. So Scripture defines who we are. As I'm reading the Bible, it defines, it redefines, it gives shape to what I am doing. It gives me the boundaries. Go ye therefore to all nations. So my parish is the whole world. The good news has to go to the whole world. So the Scripture has a shape. It gives shape. It defines our way. It defines our mission.
Right.
You will find all those words repeated. Old Testament, New Testament, you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. Go
right.
to the New Testament, you receive the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, what are you going to be? You are going to be my witnesses.
Yeah.
Where do we get that? From the Bible. So as we read the Bible over and over, like we said yesterday and the other day, as we meditate upon it, it saves as a reminder of how important this mission is.
Right.
And there's no mission which is more important than spreading the good news.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there tends to be some distractions, even though we don't know that those are distractions. Pastor, what are common distractions that pull believers away from their purpose?
We are living in a digital world, and the digital world has come for us like a landmine. It blows in your face. And in the morning during our Facebook devotion, we are looking at Martha and Mary. Martha was distracted by serving, doing something good. And Jesus did not say you should not serve, but she said you needed the priorities. In other, she was distracted by serving Jesus. Instead of staying at the feet of Jesus, she was serving Jesus. So what I'm trying to say is that the distractions are not necessarily bad things. I can go on social media and start scrolling 1 hour, 2 hours. I go this side, I go that side, I go this side. And this is the time that I'm supposed to be meeting someone. This is the time that I'm supposed to be sharing the good news. And then I'm there scrolling.
Yeah.
Or even some idle chat.
Yeah.
I'm just chatting with someone somewhere. And meanwhile, people are dying somewhere who need to hear the good news. So these are some of the distractions
right.
that we have. The digital world, the screen, it may be a phone, it may be a laptop, it may be a TV, it may be a friend. And even when you are with this friend, you are not just talking about bad things.
Mm.
No, it's good things.
Mm.
So it's a good thing at times that it distracts us from serving the master.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we don't realize that these things are actually distracting us from mission. So we need some support, and we really need perhaps right about now to point out how community can support, strengthen, focus on mission.
Thank you. In Acts chapter 15, we find Paul and the friends, they are out there, they are preaching, and then there was a question. Should the people who have joined Christianity be circumcised? Where did Paul and the prayer and the colleague go? They went to the council. They went to a community to inquire, and the community met. They prayed. After praying, they talked to Paul and the colleague. No. You don't have to bother the Gentiles to be circumcised also. What they just need to do, they have to abstain from this, abstain from that, but don't force them to be circumcised. In other words, what we find in Acts chapter 15 is the community support. We must be ready to give a correction. Just like Apollos, when Apollos was preaching, remember there was Aquila and Priscilla, the wife there. When they heard his preaching, they said, no, he's a good preacher, he has got his zeal, but he needs more instruction. They called him aside. That is community support. You are doing a good work, but you can do it better in this way and in that way. And that community support is important at every level
Absolutely.
Of our mission.
Absolutely. Final question, Pastor. In what ways does prayer and scripture reinforce a commitment to God's call?
I look at the prayer and the reading of scripture like fuel for the mission. You can have a brand new car, but if it has got no fuel, it cannot go anywhere with all the parts there, even the keys there. So when we go to the scripture, when we pray, we are praying for power. Because like we have said at the beginning, a mission is a battlefield. There's an enemy the other side. And the enemy is looking for the weak point. This pastor does not spend time in prayer. And he knows that when I pray, I receive strength. So prayer and the reading of the scripture gives us the energy, gives us the authority, gives us the way to use. If I'm somewhere, I remember one time I was in a procurement committee.
Okay.
I went to this place, to this shop, and then we found they had a function. No, can you speak to us? Wow, I was not prepared for that. But yeah. I remembered what I had studied in the morning.
Absolutely.
And from what I had studied in the morning, I shared it.
Yes.
We also have got the example of Jesus. You remember when he was tempted in Matthew chapter 4 there? He was always saying, it is written. It was written. That was his blessing. So when we read, when we pray, we have authority and we can resist the temptation.
Ooh, I tell you. Thank you very much, Pastor Munga, once again. It's the penultimate day for us today. Tomorrow it'll be the ultimate day. We'll be concluding our series. Thank you ever so much for coming through to talk to us. We are looking forward to tomorrow's conversation. Have a wonderful day and a blessed one in that. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, my leader, Brother Open One, and our listeners. God bless you. It's a pleasure.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.